JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change has been working steadily since the start of the year to improve access to water, especially as the island is experiencing an extended dry spell. The ministry has also implemented a number of climate change mitigation programs and provided opportunities for legitimate land ownership to hundreds of Jamaicans through the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP2 project. The ministry, through the Rapid Response Program, has been trucking water to areas most affected by water shortage.
We will be making available 2 8,000-gallon trucks from the Rapid Response Unit to truck water to persons in Clarendon, in South St. Elizabeth. In addition to allocation of funds for the trucking of water, we will also be dispatching 3 8,000-gallon trucks for the trucking of water.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. And while the government moves to supply all Jamaicans with water, long-term options are being contemplated to avoid a recurrence of such severe drought conditions. These include plans to restore underground wells in the corporate area. Vice President of Operations at the National Water Commission, Mark Blair, says restoration work is expected to begin next year.
Projections is worse than we expect, so we have to have mitigating measures and contingency plans to deal with the lack of rainfall. The best solution is to go to the groundwater.
The government has also signed 2 contracts totaling $80 million for the upgrading of the potable water distribution system in eastern Westmoreland. More than 13,000 residents are expected to benefit from the improved water supply. A $3.6 million rainwater harvesting system was also commissioned into service at the Abbotnott Gallimore High School in Alexandria St. Anne. This represents the 3rd rainwater harvesting facility to be provided at a school by the RWSL, with 2 previously installed at the Chasworth Primary and Maldon High Schools in St. James. In terms of land management, approximately 80 land titles were delivered at the closeout ceremony for the cadastral mapping and titling project. The project was jointly undertaken by the governments of Jamaica and the Republic of South Korea, with a $2.1 million in grant funding provided by Korea. The Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP2, was also expanded. The expansion brought to 8 the number of parishes benefiting from land surveying and titling services under the initiative. Trelawney, St. Anne, St. James and Hanover were added to LAMP2 with a further investment of $2 million.
One of the things that the government has always been interested in doing is to ensure that persons can properly title their properties.
Project Director of LAMP, Lisa Campbell. A well-cared-for environment not only creates a healthier and environmentally safer place to live, but also boosts the productivity of citizens. In recognition of this, the government has been undertaking a number of climate change mitigation and adaptation initiatives. The Mitigating the Threats of Invasive Alien Species in the Insular Caribbean project was completed this year. The 4.5-year project was funded by the Global Environment Facility and the Government of Jamaica and implemented by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. The Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan is being revised and is now at the white paper stage. The amendments within the policy are expected to support the goals of Vision 2030 Jamaica, the country's national development plan, to effectively respond to the impacts and challenges associated with climate change. The ministry also established a climate change focal point network to support the government's implementation of provisions under the Climate Change Policy Framework and Action Plan across the public sector and the wider society. The Natural Resources Conservation Authority, NRCA, has granted 2 environmental permits to the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, to improve the management of the Riverton Disposal Facility. The permits were issued in the categories of solid waste treatment and disposal and hazardous waste storage, transportation, treatment or disposal facility. These are some of the achievements of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change since the start of the year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.